Whether or not you believe in global warming, whether or not you believe that too many human beings destroying too many natural places is going to destroy our world, a conversation with Dr. Gary Schmelz about Florida, particularly the coast of Florida, will give you pause. Reading his book, Journey to the Edge of Eden, is the closest most of us will come to having a conversation with Dr. Schmelz, but this book just about says it all. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. This week, I had the pleasure of speaking with Dr. Schmelz. Let's talk this book. There's so many things in this book. It's a memoir, but it's as much about your father as it is about you.
Yes. In fact, I wanted to make this journey something that reflected some of the great times my father and I had together, not only when we started off in the city, but also working our way down into Florida. And I was very, very fortunate because my father was able to retire to Florida, and I did get a marvelous job with the Nature Center and then with the Conservancy. And so we were able to share great times out in the wilderness areas and make lots of discoveries.
What was your actual title in the job at the Nature Center?
Well, I became director of the Big Cypress Nature Center about 1973, and then I wasn't really trained in the field of environmental science. My career was basically started as a biologist at Fairley Dickinson University, and then later on I got a degree in marine biology from the University of Delaware. And so focusing actually on fish studies and fish populations, but that all changed after I moved to Florida. When I got to Florida, I was hired as a chief aquatic ecologist for the Deltona Corporation, and that turned into a really bizarre scenario, which I entered into the book. And it was through that I decided that something should be done to actually further investigate the environment of Florida and see what could be done to preserve it.
Two things here, if I could. When you say you concentrated on fish studies, that naturally interested your father because he was a diehard fisherman from the very beginning, and he wasn't an educated man, but he learned right along with you, correct?
Yes, and it was kind of a neat experience. It started off when we were in the city. You know, we would go out fishing, and that was his big love. He wanted to go fishing, but he took a lot of time out when we were fishing to stop, pull up along the shoreline, and then we'd start to look and study at all the different critters that were along that shoreline. And after that, you know, he started to get more interested in some of the fossils that we found along the Scientist Cliffs in Maryland. And then finally, when he moved to Florida, and in fact, even before then, while we were out in the marshes, he would follow me along when I was doing my research. And he would actually get enthralled with some of the discoveries that we made. And then in Florida, when we got to that particular point, I had to learn more and more about the environments that we had in Florida. So we would tag along, and we would get into the swamps, and it was a marvelous companionship that we had.
That brings me to the other thing that you touched on briefly, the Deltona Corporation job you were brought down to Florida to do. Ironically, it was to help them to keep up the public perception that although they were developers, they weren't going to do anything to harm the environment. But your boss didn't really want you to do anything except what he told you to do.
I was hired as actually their fish biologist and as part of a team. And when I arrived in Florida, I was told that the person that they were going to hire as the chief aquatic ecologist was not going to take the position. He had been working at the University of Miami, and he felt very uncomfortable with what the company was proposing, and so he decided that he was bowing out, and I was immediately raised to the position of chief aquatic ecologist. Well, the ironic thing there is that I wind up not knowing very much about the environments of Florida, and here I was now in charge of this position, which left me in a quandary, and I immediately knew I was in trouble.
after you finally used up your ninth life with Deltona and ended up at the Nature Center, one of the things you did there was teach local children about the environment and nature by taking them on field trips. In the book, there are so many great stories about the children, but there was one story about how the children went home and passed on what they'd learned to their parents.
They would always come home with stories. And, you know, I remember taking a group of them out into the mangrove forest, and, you know, we were really excited about all the birds and the creatures we found in the creeks and everything else. And then we were driving home from that, and we were passing all of these dead trees. And so one of the little girls said, oh, she said, why are all the trees dead? I said, well, you know, they kind of got smothered when the people came in here. They're going to build homes on them. She said, well, they should have left the forest just like it was. And they began to cry. And interestingly enough, she went home and told her father about, you know, how they were smothering the trees. And, you know, and turned out that he was one of the people that was actually digging up the ground and smothering the trees.
Out of the mouths of babes.
Oh, yes.
There are so many wonderful stories in this book about your father. Do you have a favorite?
You know, I think just the mornings that we experienced canoeing down in the Fakahatchee, you know, just getting up in the morning and listening to all the sounds that were produced by all the different critters that surrounded the forest, and seeing all the beautiful wildlife as we canoed down those areas and into the sawgrass prairies. Those were some of the most beautiful moments that we had together.
Do you believe the damage can be undone?
I think in Collier County, which is the lowest section county just above Monroe that leads down into Florida Keys, we've been very fortunate in the sense that we've had environmental activists working for a long period of time. And about 70% of the county is now in a preserved state.
Well, this book made me want to come to that part of Florida and see this area that you so beautifully describe before it's gone. Thanks to you for speaking with me today, and I hope others will continue your good works and your father's.
Well, I'm sure they will be, and I really appreciate you giving me this call and opportunity to talk about the book. It was really a great experience writing it and reliving many of the adventures my father and I had.
Again, the book is Journey to the Edge of Eden by Dr. Gary W. Schmelz. It's funny, poignant, thought-provoking, and thoroughly good reading, and it can be found at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.